would do little things like this that were just part of his, you know, he never thought anything about it. That was something special about him too. His many kind deeds and so forth, you know, it was just natural for him to do them. You know, it wasn't that he wanted credit for it or, you know, said, hey, I'm a big time person, I'll do it. You know, it just was natural, and he just helped people.
And he had a delightful sense of humor.
Oh, it was great. He kidded people unmercifully.
I think so. I'm a recipient.
Yeah, oh, I certainly am. That's why I'm called Bullet.
Oh, my.
But Bullet was a sarcastic way of saying I was slow, because bullets are fast. But I was always racing around with the kids when we were supposed to. He always said, well, you have all day to get ready to go out. But, you know, there should be a wet diaper or a phone call or something. And so he'd say, come on, Bullet, let's go. So that was a little joke of his.
Well, are there any other things you could think about?
Yeah. What about Paul? You're on the record.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm so glad. What?
I don't know. Okay. Do you want to go?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, either Bridges, I'm sorry, Ward. It's okay. You've been looking for her. She's my right arm.
Oh. We're just about through.
Yeah, we are. Okay, so, where are you? I kind of nodded, but you were all in a deep conversation when I left. And so
we're right out on the beach.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, super. Thanks. Yeah.
Okay.
She's been so fine.
Oh, yeah. She's a great, yeah. What's the time about now? You know, this is the group that you associate with. You have a look.
Oh, yeah. We play bridge together, and we play, I've been playing quite a bit of bridge, and I work in my yard, and I have two big dogs, and they're wonderful company for me. And then Kissy has moved back. She's renting out her condominium and moved home with me. So that's really nice company. Oh. Yeah, that's special of her, really. I said, oh, you don't need to. And she said, oh, Mom, I want to, you know.
Who are the members of your bridge group that you...
See, Mae Balding and Leslie Matisse and Barbara Lynn and Billy Baird. Dolores Judd. I mean, we've all just played cards. Well, we played tennis first, you know, and... there's a group, May and Billy and Barbara and myself, that started in 1959. And we played tennis in the morning and then bridge in the afternoon. And we took all of our kids with us. But that's still going on. We still have that.
That brings up something else. I imagine did Tommy have a particular group of people that he was associated with? Of course, everybody was his friend.
Yeah, right. He, you know, Billy Cross was so close, and Jack Matisse was always so close, and just the vault. And then, as you know, Tommy kept playing, and the other older guys didn't that much, you know, especially here at the beach. And so, you know, Randy Shaw and all those that were, they're about 10 years younger than Tommy, but he was just always very good friends with them all. Yeah. So he didn't really have a, you know, necessarily a gang that he hung out with. He just loved coming to the Outrigger, though, and coming right to the volleyball courts.
You know, I'd stick him down and work out in the middle of the day, he'd be here.
I know. He sure would be.
Well, this has been great. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I would like to hope that we did get some wonderful funds from... you know, from people, and I think it's over $40,000, quite a bit over $40,000. And I would like to take just a small part of that, or whatever is needed, to be sure that there is always a qualified person in the weight room. Because, like you yourself know, you were very fortunate to have somebody, a doctor, who happened to be right near you when you were down, and I think it saved your life, really, didn't it?
No question.
And
well, it was.
I'm not saying that Tommy. See, there was nobody in the weight room. No, the attendant wasn't there. And the other people didn't. No, the attendant wasn't there. And I feel that's wrong. You know, I know. I mean, of course, I would never sue. But, I mean, it was wide open for any kind of suit, because you should always have an attendant in the weight room.
Particularly in the weight room.
Yes, absolutely. With all those machines. And just like what happened to Tommy, they had to race down to the lifeguard stand, and luckily Don was there. I mean, he could have been out getting gas, or And he came zooming up, but that took 7 minutes, and that's just too long.
Yeah.
But if somebody had, and yet it, obviously it wasn't supposed to, was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because, do you know that Mike Marana?
Who?
Mike Marana, he's a policeman.
Yeah.
He knows all the CPR and all this. And he and Tommy used to work out, and he said, you know, I was so mad. He said, I'm always there with Tommy. I mean, and he said, I know all the CPR. I could have helped him. And I said, he said, I got waylaid somehow. And he said, I guess I wasn't supposed to be there, you know, because, Tommy wouldn't have been good as in a wheelchair or as half a man,
I don't think.
You know, it just, he would not have wanted to. And I think the doctors feel that had he been given oxygen a little sooner, that he would have lived, but it would have been in a very uncomfortable way for him.
Well, I was fortunate too.
Very fortunate, yes. And yet you were supposed to. I think there's a plan.
Well, I was, of course, I wasn't on the club premises. I was across the street.
I remember, yeah. I saw you over there.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I had just run or done something, I remember, and I remember seeing the few people around and sharing.
I have to tell you this little anecdote about that. Of course, one of the concerns the doctors had about me was that I was under CPR for such a long period and wasn't, my heart wasn't beating well for some say 45 to 50 minutes, and when they finally got me going, because they were concerned about brain damage, and so I used to, after the following, when I began to recover, I went to the doctor's office and my cardiologist told Mort Burke. Every day he would ask me, do you know what day this is? Yeah. Do you know where you are? Yeah. And I'd tell him, and I'd answer him. And so after about, I guess it was the second week, he came in. I came in and he said, do you know what day this is? I said, yes. What day is it? I told him. He said, do you know where you are? I said, of course I know you are. He says, where are you? But this is a medical group. So I looked him in the eye and I said, I'm down at the Straub Clinic.
Oh. I love it.
He looked at me, you had nothing wrong with your memory.
So-and-so. Yes, no, me probably. Yeah, right? that was cute.
Well, Marilyn, this has been just great.
Yeah, well, you've been so tender with me.
And so just if there's anything that you want to add.
I really can't think of anything, yeah.
Well, you say, we may think of it later.
Right, yeah.
So you want to add anything? Because this is something, this
we
is your
interview. We may hope this doesn't work like it didn't.
You can always add to this. We can have another session at any time.
Yeah. Well, or when it's written out, can you add things to it? Do you have to have it over the recording?
If you would like to, no, you can add something. Mm-hmm. Can add an appendix. Yeah. I'd be happy to have that.
If
you'd like to have it recorded as part of the interview, we can do that too. Either way you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this has been, my point of view, it's been an excellent interview.
Oh, well, thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed it.
Oh, I have. It's hard. But...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hard on both of us. I really appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, thank you, Ward. It's just an honor to be able to do this.
Okay.
Okay.
Many, many thanks. Much aloha.
January 11th. Who's, I think it's Peter Balling's birthday today.
His birthday today?
Peter Jr. No, I guess it's Peter Jr. That's right. Yeah. Because it's Kamehameha Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
okay. Can I let you go for your...
Oh, we're going to a movie?
Oh, your folks are going to a movie?
I think that's what she said that she wanted to do, yeah. Okay. Oh, my friends have been so fabulous, you know. They really keep me a little too busy, but it just, I know they're thinking of me, you know, and it's just been so nice to have so many good friends.
Well,
I've met most of these.
I've probably drawn this out a little longer than I should have.
Oh, no. But I think, most of these
such
friends...
You were such a good interviewee that I kept going. Okay,
it'll be interesting to see how it sounds. We might want to do it over.
I'm still recording things. You know, I have my other recorder. It's on here, too. So I, just in case you thought of something, it's there. Okay, you can. I'll excuse you if you want. You can go to the movie.
Okay, I will think about it a little bit and see. If, oh yeah, you wanted these things too, didn't
oh,
you?
Yeah. May I have
it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Be sure you don't lose them.
Okay.
Where shall I get them from you? Where shall I?